Well, the expectations are different at Swindon and the Isle of Accrington. The budget alone would tell you that. I think probably in the Premiership there is a direct correlation with who wins the title. I know sometimes the trend gets booked with Leicester, etc. But in the main, the top three players, or the top three payers, generally circulate the title between them. It's not some clear cut, the lower down you go. And there's a lot of big hitters in our league, and only one of them can win the league. Only three can get promoted, and it doesn't always follow that the three highest paid teams, or the four can get promoted. The four highest paid get promoted. You've got that pressure on you to perform if you're paying out a lot of money. Now, I think it's unfair on the manager. He's got just as difficult a job as me. Possibly a bit more pressure on him. And I think supporters and other people looking outside in should bear that in mind and maybe try and take a bit of pressure off people who are managing big clubs.
They had the experiment with Tim Sherwood, who of course is a big name in a director of football role. They've gone back to a more usual manager in David Flitcroft, somebody who really knows what he's doing at this level, having got out of this division before. Is that a sensible move that they've made to get somebody who's been course and distance and done this before?
I think so. You know, he knows how to win a title, or certainly win promotion, sorry. He spent most of his time as a manager being at the upper end of the scale, and he certainly knows what he's doing, and he certainly will know the standard of players that's required for this level.
You talk about expectation and perhaps the fans' expectation. Is this one of the few games this season where you'll host a team here and they'll probably come here expecting to get something? Maybe not the manager and the players, but the travelling supporters and the general public, because Little Accrington's kind of gone now, hasn't it? There's very rarely the occasion where you're the underdogs, the smaller team, where the other team's fancied more than you.
Let's hope they do get something, a pie and a pint. Listen, we can't govern what other people want to think about us, and this isn't the first time Swindon have been here. You know, we have played them in the league before, and so that probably the downside to that is we don't get the 200 who want to make the mark and come here, 200 extra. But we always seem to thrive when there's a big travel following, and I hope they bring plenty on Saturday.